Good evening, guys. Welcome to tonight's episode of Facts First. Ako po si Christian Esguera. Ano, nagulat ba kayo? Today is Saturday, March 16. Baka iba sa inyo nagtataka, oh, bakit may live episode ka? Hindi ba dapat ano, Saturday, Sunday, ano yan? Pahinga. Eh, bumabawi po ako sa inyo, no? Marami po tayong, may mga issues po tayo na na-miss no mga more than a week ago. And meron po isang issue ngayon, no? Napaka-laki po. And ayokong palampasin, no? Kasi pag pinag-aralan nyo pong mabuti, kung matino po tayo mag-isip, medyo nakakagigil, no? I'm talking about this, there was this article that came out dito sa Manila Times, no? Binabasa nyo po ba yung Manila Times? Yung Manila Times po ay isang broadsheet, isa po sa mga pinaka-credible na pahayagan sa bansa. Sarcastic po, no? Anyway, ang banner story nila, I think 6 days ago, kinu-quote po yung isang anonymous source. Ang binanggit po ron, ranking Chinese official. Ayaw magpabanggit ang pangalan. Pero sangkatutak po yung mga detalyeng binitawan nitong itong di umano'y ranking Chinese official dito sa banner story ng Manila Times, no? Ayon dito sa source ng Manila Times, meron daw 11 concept papers ang Chinese side na ipinresent sa Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs kung paano raw i-manage yung tension, paano ino-normalize yung situation dyan sa South China Sea, of course, including the West Philippine Sea. Isa po ron, di umano, ay bawat papel daw, bawat proposal, bawat concept paper, specific yung pinag-uusapan ng issue. For instance, yung situation po sa Yungin Shoal, yung situation po sa Baho de Masinloc, for instance, okay? Now, pagdating po ron sa issue ng ano, ng Ayungin Shoal, alam niyo po, no, meron po tayo diyang kakarag-karag o nabubulok na Navy ship. Ang pangalan po, BRP Sierra Madre. Nakabalandra po yan dyan, simula pa po, if I'm not mistaken, 1999. And it's a very, very crucial, very, very strategic decision by the Philippine government to beach that very old, dilapidated military ship. Hindi pa po yan ano, decommissioned, nandyan pa po yan, in active service pa po yan. Kaya ang siste, hindi po siya pwedeng galawin ng China. Dahil kung atakihin yan, eh, syempre, declaration of war yun, no? Eh, meron po tayong mga tropa ng sundalo po dyan sa BRP Sierra Madre. I-google nyo na lang para makita nyo yung itsura. And nagkakaroon po tayo dyan ng, ano, ng resupply mission. Pero syempre, dahil nga, kailangan syempre ng pagkain, ng sustenance sa mga tropa po natin dyan. Ngayon, according dito sa Manila Times article, quoting this anonymous ranking Chinese official, eh, nagkaroon na rin ng kasunduan noong panahon ng dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte na pumayag daw na hindi magta-transport ng large-scale building materials para daw kumpunihin o ayusin yung BRP Sierra Madre. Kasi nabubulok na po yan eh. Malapit ng gumuho. Okay? Ang tanong, talaga ba may ganun? At ano bang implication nun kung pumayag nga yung nakaraang administrasyon dito sa di umano'y agreement na ito na mukhang sekreto? And bago ko po ipakilala yung guest ko ngayong gabi po, very, very special. Gusto ko lang po linawin sa inyong lahat, no? Pag binasa nyo po itong article ng Manila Times at pinag-usapan natin yung issue ng West Philippine Sea, huwag nyo pong kakalimutan yung fact na mukhang nagdadrama yung China rito eh. Parang nanggagaslight na naman, no? To begin with, in the first place, wala po silang business being in the West Philippine Sea. No? Hindi po sila dapat nandyan. Wala silang business dyan. Dahil ano, tayo po yung may sovereign rights dyan, no? Eh, ngayon, dahil sila po yung nakahimpil dyan at tayo po hinahara sa sarili nating bakuran, eh, parang sila pa yung bida. Pinapalabas nila na, eh, kami nga yung gustong ayusin yung problema dyan, eh, dinededma kami ng ano, Department of Foreign Affairs. Anyway, enough of my very long introduction. I'm very, very excited to hear from our expert guest ngayong gabi. I'd like to welcome to our program po muli, no? Naka-announce na po ito sa social media, si former Supreme Court Senior Associate Justice Tony Carpio. Magandang gabi po, sir, and thank you for joining us on a Saturday night dito po sa Facts First.
Magandang gabi. Christian, magandang gabi. Magandang gabi sa mga viewers natin.
Sir, napanood niyo yun, ano, magka-viber tayo dyan eh. Nabasa niyo yung Manila Times article, no? Ano ba yung mga immediate reactions yun nang nabasa niyo yan?
Well, sinabi ng DFA, Department of Foreign Affairs, walang record na nagkaroon ng gentleman's agreement. Ang sinasabi ng China, nangyari raw ito in 1999, no? During the administration of President Estrada. Pero dininay naman ito ng Estrada camp, yung dalawang anak ni Estrada na senador, senators, dininay nila na walang ganyan na gentleman's agreement, no? So, wala namang mapakitang ebidensya ang China that there is such a gentleman's agreement. So, it's their word, no? Well, at saka sabi naman ni President Marcos Jr. that wala rin silang makitang dokumento regarding that supposed agreement. And sabi niya, kung meron man, I rescind it. No?
Okay, to be clear, ano ba itong binabanggit yung gentleman's agreement? Ito ba yung hindi pagtatransport ng large-scale building materials?
Yes. Ang sabi nila, since 1999, meron na raw gentleman's agreement na we will only transport supplies to be used by the Marines in BRP Sierra Madre. We will not transport large construction materials that will retrofit the BRP Sierra Madre. Kasi alam mo, rusty na yung Sierra Madre, baka magko-collapse na. So, iniintay niya ng China na mag-collapse. No? So tayo, rini-retrofit natin slowly. Kaya sabi ng China, ang agreement raw, one ship lang at saka yung normal supply lang para pagkain ng Marines natin doon. Pero wala namang ebidensya na ganyan. At saka whoever did that, walang authority, no, kung meron man. Because that is compromising or ceding our sovereign rights. And no government official can cede our sovereign rights. Kasi pag i-cede mo yung sovereign rights, it has to be in a treaty. Hindi pwedeng isang opisyales lang ng gobyerno mag-a-agree niyan. Walang authority. So kung sino mang kausap nila, walang authority yon. At saka dinideny natin, wala namang record, wala naman silang mapakita. Yung tinutukoy nila ng mga government officials na nag-agree, dinideny naman.
So, eh, yung ano sir, alam natin yung nakaraang administration very close sa China. And in fact, kahit tapos na yung terminal ni President Duterte, di ba, nakipag-meeting pa kay Xi Jinping. Meron bang denial na malinaw coming from him na at least hindi siya nag-agree dito sa hindi pag-transport ng large-scale building materials?
Well, yan ang baka it's possible during his term, nag-continue yan. No? Pero wala pa rin mapakita ang China na agreement, na evidence. But during the time of President Duterte, alam naman natin na talagang siya, he was parroting the Chinese line, no? So hindi na kailangan ng agreement, on his own gagawin niya 'yon eh. Kasi look at what President Duterte did, no? Yung naging presidente niya, ang unang sinabi niya sa Navy natin, patrol only the territorial sea in the West Philippine Sea. Do not go beyond the territorial sea. That means pamigay na natin yung waters beyond our territorial sea, beyond 12 nautical miles, wag na ninyo bantayan yan. Pamigay na natin yan. That's the meaning of that. Patrol only the territorial sea. Sinabi niya yan eh. And that is against the Constitution kasi the Constitution says the state must protect its marine wealth in its exclusive economic zone. Sinabi niya sa instruction niya, verbal instruction, public ha, nakapublish ito. Pero mabuti na lang yung mga Navy natin, the Navy officers, hindi sinunod si Duterte. Sabi nila, susunod kami pag you put it in writing. Ayaw niya naman i-put in writing. No. Pero talagang makita mo na pabor siya. Tsaka sabi niya that arbitral award is just a scrap of paper that should be thrown to the wastebasket. That is the line of China. Pinaparot niya yung line ng China. Parang siya ang ahente ng China to tell the Filipinos that arbitral award is just a scrap of paper to be thrown to the wastebasket. So, that was he was the spokesman of China to intimidate the people, the Filipino people. At saka sabi niya pa, China can fish in the West Philippine Sea. Bawal yun eh. sa ang saligang batas natin, the constitution says the exclusive economic zone, the marine belt in the exclusive economic zone is reserved exclusively for Filipinos. Kaya nga tinatawag yun exclusive eh. Exclusive economic zone. That is exclusive to the people who have jurisdiction over that area. Eh, tayo naman lang may jurisdiction dyan, according to the arbitral award. Pero sabi niya, I allow them to fish. And that's against the Constitution. And that's a culpable violation of the Constitution, katulad yung sinabi niya, patrol only the territorial sea. Pero of course, kontrolado niya yung Congress natin. Walang mangyari, no? Tsaka sinabi niya, I simply love President Xi Jinping and the Chinese forces in the West Philippine Sea are there to protect me in case there's an attempt to oust me. So ang protector niya ngayon, China. Talagang ano siya, lucky talaga siya. He's really a puppet. Yung sinasabi niya ito na the Chinese are there in the Spratlys to protect me in case there's a move against me. A bit of a protector niya, China against the Philippine people. Tapos sabi niya pa, sabi niya, sinabihan niya yung ano, Forum Energy na don't go to Reed Bank because that will create trouble with China. So he barred. Kaya may problema tayo sa gas, nauubos na yung gas natin kasi dapat nag-umpisa yung survey and drilling during his time kasi it takes 4 years eh to survey and drill and to develop the gas platform, no? Eh, kaya huli na tayo ngayon. Ngayon, sabi niya pa, sinabi niya, I cannot send the Navy and the Marines to the West Philippine Sea because there will be a massacre. Kasi sabi niya, ang daming barko yung China, lalaki ng warships nila. Eh siya mismo, tinatakot tayo. Alam mo yung 3 warfares ng China, the 3rd warfare, kasi China, ang doctrine ng China, they will win the South China Sea without firing a single shot. How? By intimidation. Tatakutin nila ang Pilipinas, Malaysia, Vietnam, with their large air and naval base, with their huge warships, the largest navy in the world sila ngayon. So, intimidation. Hindi si they will not fire a single shot. Yun ang doctrine nila eh. Kasi if they fire a single shot, that's an armed attack, we will invoke the treaty with the US and na-letcha sila. No? Because they really cannot fight the US as of now kasi they have only 450 nuclear bombs. The US has 5,500. Eh talagang they will be buried. Not a single Chinese will survive. So pananakot talaga sila. Yun ang kanilang strategy. Eh ang kanilang ahente dito sa Pilipinas para takutin tayo, si President Duterte. Kasi sabi ni President Duterte, it will be a massacre. I will not send my police, police and the army, the navy, to the West Philippines, it will be a massacre. So talagang tinatakot niya tayo. And anong ginawa niya? Sabi niya, when he went to China, sabi niya, I align myself with the ideological flow of Russia and China. It will be China, Russia, the Philippines against the rest of the world. Eh, ano klaseng utak yun, no? So, and then he pushed it by terminating the visiting forces agreement. Terminate niya eh. He gave notice. Kaya, but the military pushed back, so he had to suspend the running of the one-year period, no? And finally, he withdrew. So, remember yung pumunta siya sa Beijing, sinabi niya, President Xi Jinping, in front of everybody, a state dinner, I am internally indebted to China. Eh, ano klaseng presidente ka ng Pilipinas? Inaagaw yung ating teritoryo at maritime zones of West Philippine Sea. Tapos sabi niya, ako, I am internally indebted to China. Ano niya? Ano klase ng presidente yon? At saka sabi niya, remember, sabi niya, kasi during the campaign, eh, nagdrama siya. During the debate, hinalikan niya pa yung Philippine flag, he wrapped the Philippine flag around him, tapos sabi niya, mag-jet ski ako, papuntang Scarborough, hahamunin ko sila, magbarilan na lang kami. na-elect siya, no? Daming nadala sa atin doon eh. Sabi niya, hindi nga ako marunong. After he was elected, sabi niya, eh hindi nga ako marunong lumangoy eh. Pag naniwala ka kayo sa akin, stupid kayo. Binawi niya. Eh ano klaseng presidente yan? So, that was a big damage. 6 years was really a big setback to us. Now, mabuti na lang, there's a total shift now, no? So, talagang malaking damage na gawa niya sa atin. And the biggest, na pwedeng you can feel it now, yung gas. Wala nang gas yung Malampaya. It's used to supply 3 of our largest gas-fired plants. Ngayong dalawa na lang, bumababa na yung pressure. Next year, maybe only 1 gas-fired plant ang kayang isusupply. Eh, dapat na-develop na natin yung grid bank. It takes 4 years eh. Eh, ayaw niya tayo papuntahin doon eh. Kasi magagalit si President Xi Jinping eh. Ayaw niya babanggain eh. Kasi I love President Xi Jinping, sabi niya. So talagang ano, malaking perwesyo sa ating ngayon.
Okay. I think malinaw naman po yan sa mga taong gagamitin lang yung logika nila, no? Yung common sense. Kung gaano katindi yung naging damage nga no, nakarang 6 na taon dito sa ating national interest. Ito po, Justice, yung tanong ko, no? Hindi na po siya presidente, pero kung nakaupo pa po siya, di ba kayo na po nagsabi, culpable violation of the Constitution yan. So, those were impeachable offenses, yung mga nilatag nyo. Kaso hindi na siya presidente, no? Is there a way to still make him, to hold him accountable? Pwede pa po ba siyang kasuhan dito sa mga ibang ginawa niya nung siya'y presidente?
He cannot be impeached anymore kasi he's not holding office anymore, no?
Yes, sir. Outside of impeachment.
Well, yung that can be classified also as dereliction of disloyalty to the republic, no? Pero ang penalty niyan, dismissal from service.
So wala na rin.
Wala naman siya. Dismissal from public service if you are disloyal to the republic. So, wala tayong mahanap na violation of the revised penal code. Except yung EJK niya. Yun ang pinakamalaking problema niya. Kasi by admission of the PNP, about 6,000 Filipinos were killed in the drug war. Official admission yan. Pero yung count ng mga NGOs, about 25,000. So, yun ang klarong-klaro. Kasi, ang dami niyang admission publicly eh, sa televised statements. Sabi niya, I am responsible for that. I will defend. I take full responsibility. Tapos, sabi niya, if the police will kill, I will protect you. Ganyan yung mga sabi niya. So, at saka inamin niya na, di ba, there was a statement, he said that the Hitler killed millions of Jews. Tapos sabi niya, mas madami pang papatayin niya.
I will gladly kill, sabi niya.
So, inamin niya na he was responsible for at least 6,000 admitted. But per records, and there is one statement, kasi yung Malacanang may annual report yan. May annual report sila na 25,000 ang killed in drug operations under the Operation Tokhang. So really the record, official record nila is 25,000. So okay. Yun na mas madali kasi okay. Andiyan na nakasampa na yun eh.
Oo. Tsaka merong ICC investigation doon sa
yeah, tsaka may mga witnesses yung death squad niya mismo. Nagwi-witness ngayon.
Pero nga po sir, parang ganun-ganun na lang ba 'yon? Hindi na siya pwedeng mapapanagot dahil hindi na siya presidente. So logically hindi na siya pwedeng ma-impeach. Hindi na siya pwedeng sibakin dahil tapos na 'yung termino niya. Pero 'yung damage na 'yon, no? Wala lang pa talagang paraan o ano na lang 'yan. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we should learn our lesson, no? Na pag sinabi niya na ito 'yung iboto ninyo, alam na natin na anong meaning niya, no? Na ibabalik niya tayo doon sa situation na our national interest was subordinated to the national interest of China. Kasi sabi niya, I'm eternally indebted to China. So we should not listen to him anymore.
Yun na lang ano, pagkakataon. So umiwas sa pagboto ng mga pro-China candidates, ganun ba yan? Yung iwasan po yung mga Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, yung criminal naman, meron na yan eh. It's ongoing eh. Pwede natin i-file yan dito, no? Kasi madaming namatay eh. That's 6,000 people died. And he admitted that he's responsible for that. Eh, under criminal law, under our law of evidence, that's admission, extrajudicial admission. That can be used in court. Kaya itong mga televised admissions niya, gagamitin yan sa ICC eh. Because that is an extrajudicial admission. Sarili mo, voluntarily, you told the people through the media, televised, may video. You admitted responsibility. You took responsibility.
Yan po ba, sir? Hindi pwedeng bawiin. Kunwari, sinabi niya, nagjo-joke lang naman ako. Kita niyo, ganun naman talaga ako. Hindi po ba pwedeng gamitin excuse yun?
Well, he can say that. Pero because when he said that, everybody was serious and he kept on repeating it and he told the police, pag ginawa ninyo, ako ang protector ninyo. So talagang you cannot interpret it any other way. Seryoso siya eh. Tsaka hindi lang, at tsaka yung sinabi niya, ang daming namatay. Hindi pwede joke lang. Hindi joke yon. Ang daming namatay eh.
Okay. Sige sir, malinaw po. No? Ito naman po, balikan ko lang po yung sa China. No? Kasi nga, medyo nakakadismaya po na parang yung framing ng China dito sa nangyayaring problema sa West Philippine Sea. Diba, nakalagay dito sa Manila Times article. Eh parang sila pa nagre-reach out sa Philippine government at dinededma sila ng Philippine government. Gusto nilang ayusin yung problema. Pero sa akin po, justice, no? Eh sila nag-create ng problema eh. Wala nga sila dapat dun sa bakura natin eh. Tapos ngayon parang sila pa yung bida. I mean, parang help me make it make sense out of it po.
Well, yun ang propaganda ng China. Ang naniwala lang sa China si Duterte. Tayo naman hindi eh. Alam naman natin propaganda ito. Sabi ng China, sabi pa nga ni Duterte, sa pangalan na lang, South China Sea, sa kanila yan eh. Sabi niya, eh talagang claim ng China yan, matagal na. Eh, China claimed that, documented ito, I can prove it, I have the documents. 1947 lang claim ng China ang Spratlys in an official document. Eh tayo, claim natin 1734 pa during the Spanish regime. So, here is a president na parroting the Chinese line na since centuries ago, kadila na yon. Eh, hindi man lang siya nagtanong sa mga DFA kung totoo yung mga propaganda ng China. Pinaparot niya kaagad yung propaganda ng China. So, talagang during his term, he was the spokesperson of China here. China wanted to intimidate us, to threaten us, and he was doing it. He was the one intimidating us on behalf of China. Talagang malaking damage.
Dito po, sir, so far, sabi nyo nga na based na rin doon sa article, no? Medyo duda kasi ako rin sa mga ganong article, parang pang propaganda ng China yun eh, no? Pero at least may mga napupulo tayo mga detalye kahit papano, no? Parang it's China's way of communicating eh, no? Nga lang, propaganda pa rin. Ang tanong ko po dito, ano, no? Mukha bang, ano yung mga nakikita niyo pong, ano, parang epekto nitong pag-shift sa policy nitong Marcos administration kumpara dun sa damage na ginawa ni President Duterte po? Kumbaga, naging effective ba so far? Kasi ang tindi nang hahabulin eh, 6 na taon po.
Well, I think it's, I was pleasantly surprised na ganito yung policy ni BBM, no? Because the reason why I supported another candidate because I was afraid he will continue eh, no? Kasi before the election ganyan, before the election ganyan yung position niya eh. So it was a pleasant surprise, and I fully support that kind of policy now, no, na we will assert the arbitral award. Tsaka ang gusto natin noon, I was explaining it to everybody na dapat magkaroon talang joint patrols with the US, with UK, kasi yung joint patrol na yan, that is the most that's the strongest enforcement of the arbitral award. Kasi sabi ng China, amin yung dagat na yan. Eh, pag may joint patrol tayo, we're telling China, andito kami, hindi sa inyo ito. This is part of the EEZ of the Philippines. So actual yon, talagang ano yan, face-to-face confrontation with China yan. Pag nagpa-joint patrol ka sa EEZ natin within the TEDAS line nila, talagang ano yan, very strong yan, actual yan. That's a physical manifestation of support to the arbitral award. E pag gagawin natin to jointly with the US, with UK, Japan, with France, and they're all offering, no, Canada, Australia, that's why we should use. And ginagawa na ngayon, I'm very happy with that, no? We're now talking to all of these countries, and they're happy also na sasama sila sa atin in a joint patrol. So I think we have the full support now, unlike before during the time of Duterte. Hirap na hirap kasi yung presidente natin ang kalaban natin eh. Sila, siya ang spokesperson ng China dito eh.
Natawa po ako. Dati yung presidente natin yung kalaban natin. Sorry Justice, natawa po ako doon. Totoo kasi. Nga pala po, tanong ko lang, no? Kasi yung West Philippine Sea was, I think it was then Congressman Walden Bello, no? Who filed that, tawag dito, that initiative in Congress para palitan yung bahagi ng South China Sea na pasok po sa ating exclusive economic zone. Ang tanong ko po, meron na bang global recognition dyan? Ay, di ba may proseso po yan for that to be officially used as a name? Pero kasi nga, kung sinusuportahan tayo ng mga allies natin, eh, ginagamit ba nila yung West Philippine Sea or South China Sea po pa rin po?
Well, they're using it also. Ganito yan. pag yung dagat is within your territorial sea, within your EEZ, you can name it because may jurisdiction ka eh. Pag territorial sea mo, territory mo eh. So you can name it. Pag part of your 200 nautical mile EEZ, you have sovereign rights. So pwede mo pa, you can also give it a name. Wala namang pwedeng maghihinto sa atin eh. Depende yan pag susunod yung ibang bansa. Merong ano, merong international committees, International Hydrographic Commission na you submit the names. But hindi naman mandatory yan. Pag sinabi ng batas natin, that is West Philippine Sea, hindi naman nila ma-cancel yan. It depends on whether other countries will follow us. Slowly naman, sumusunod naman yung in media na West Philippine Sea. No? At saka klaro naman, in the administrative order of President Aquino, the third, that the West Philippine Sea refers to the waters in the South China Sea that are within our territorial sea and exclusive economic zone.
Hindi natin naakin yung buhay.
Dapat niyan, may suggestion nga ako, i-amend yan, order na yan, isama yung including our extended continental shelf. No, kasi meron tayong sovereign rights sa continental shelf natin. Eh. So, nasa atin, hindi, well, there's no court nor tribunal who will strike it down, no? Yung administrative order naming that West Philippine Sea. It depends on other countries if they follow. Pero yung Indonesia nga, sinunod nila eh. They changed the name, they binigyan yung pangalan North Natuna Sea. Kasi ayaw nila yung South China Sea. So tinawag nila North Natuna Sea. So sinunod nila, ginaya tayo. So slowly, other countries are using the term West Philippine Sea.
Mm-hmm. How about yung mga Chinese terms na ginagamit ng Beijing po dun sa mga features na clearly pasok naman po sa ating exclusive economic zone? Meron po ba sumiseryoso dun?
Well, they don't have sovereign rights. They don't have sovereignty. They don't have jurisdiction. Kasi sabi ng tribunal, that's within the EEZ of the Philippines. So wala talaga silang base to name it. Kasi wala silang ano eh. They have no sovereignty, no jurisdiction, no sovereign right. Tayong meron yan. So, yung sa kanila, wala namang sumusunod sa kanila eh. It's now that's now a battle again, no? Pag mas more country will use your term, eh lamang ka. Wala namang gumagamit ng term ng China eh.
Oh, weird po, no? Pakialaman kaya ng Pilipinas yung katubigan ng China, no? Palitan natin ng Philippine name.
Meron nga, no? There's a movement now to rename the South China Sea as the ASEAN Sea or Southeast Asia Sea. Alam mo, China officially does not call the South China Sea South China Sea. They call it South Sea. Throughout their history, they did not call it South China Sea. Ang nagpangalan niyan South China Sea are the Portuguese navigators to distinguish the South China Sea from the East China Sea. So, kasi ang tawag ng China yan, Nanhai, South Sea. Ang tawag rin natin yan, Laut Kidor, South Sea. Laut is water, Kidor, an old Malay term, that's south. So, Laut Kidor. So, everybody called it South Sea. When Magellan arrived here, that was called Laut Kidor ng mga Pilipino. Ang nagpangalan yan, South China Sea, mga Portuguese lang. Eh, alam mo ba yung name China? Hindi yan, that was not coined by China. The name China was invented by the Indians in India, the Hindus. So, pagsabi nila sa pangalan lang, amin na yan. Eh, yung buong pangalan ng China, hindi naman ininvento ninyo yan eh. That was invented by the Indians.
Okay.
Tapos sumunod na yung mga West, tinawag na China. So, naging China na sila. Naging Chinese na sila. But that name China never originated from China itself. It originated from another country.
Well, at least malinaw po, no? Maraming salamat sa words of wisdom and lessons in history. Justice Carpio, always a pleasure, no? Maraming salamat po. Kahit Sabado ay pinaunlakan niyo po yung aming invitation for you to appear in Facts First.
Thank you also, Christian. Thank you to our viewers for tuning in. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
And again, successful po tayo ngayong gabi dahil napagtagalog po natin muli si Justice Carpio. Yeah.
Thank you. Maraming salamat.
Salamat, sir. Salamat po. Thank you po. Yan, si Justice Tony Carpio. Nakausap po natin ngayong gabi. Taga lang, ayusin ko lang yung ating car dyan. Ano, kumusta? May comment dito si Fortune. Esquera, mali ang spelling mo. Maulit-ulit. Fortune, totoong tao ko ba? Kasi mali-maling grammar mo, Tagalog na nga eh. No? Paulit-ulit. May hyphen yon na yung topic mo tungkol sa WPS na si Carpio ang bisita mo. Paulit-ulit naman yung sinasabi niya at wala namang bago. Eh, pasensya na, ang taas ng standard mo, no? Ito na ang tanong ko sa'yo, Fortune. Eh, naintindihan mo ba yung pinag-uusapan? Kasi ganyan din sa classroom, eh, no? Inuulit-ulit ng teacher. Eh, kahit paulit-ulit, hindi naman nauunawaan ng mga estudyante. So, hindi po tayo magsasawang pag-usapan po itong issue na ito dahil po kailangan natin linawin. Kasi pag kinausap niyo yung China at pinanood at pinakinggan niyo yung kanilang propaganda, eh baka kayo mismo, kahit Pilipino kayong tunay, eh mapaniwala kayo ng China na, oo nga no, Pilipinas pala yung aggressor dito sa West Philippine Sea. Tayo pang nambubuli dito sa ating sariling bakuran. Basahin niyo, sige, i-google niyo yung article ng Manila Times. Anong headline nun? Basta Manila Times yung article, I think 6 days ago lumabas. I-google niya yung keywords niyo. Manila Times, ayungin. Ayan. Kino-quote nga isang ranking, quote-unquote, Chinese official. At ang sinisisi ng Chinese official na to, yung Foreign Affairs Department natin. Dahil sila rin nagre-reach out sa pamamagitan ng mga concept papers para ayusin yung tensyon dyan sa West Philippine Sea tsaka sa South China Sea. At yung Pilipinas daw yung hindi umaaksyon. Okay? Kaya nang gagalaitin yung Department of Foreign Affairs, sinagot sila ng detalyado rin. No? Kasi kaya ko po gustong pag-usapan itong topic na ito at inuulit-ulit ko po, eh lumalabas kasi ginagaslight tayo ng China eh. At marami naman sa ating mga Pilipino, sa ating mga kapwa, eh nauuto, no? Ng Chinese propaganda, no? Kaya hindi po tayo magsasawang ulit-ulitin ito, no? Eh tanong ko rin sa'yo, Fortune. Maintindihan mo ba yung issue ng Ayungin Shoal? Ng Scarborough Shoal? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng sovereign rights? Eh kung malinaw na sa'yo lahat yun, eh good for you. Matalino kang tao. Eh, hindi ko lang alam kung nasa tamang lugar yung puso mo, diba? O yung paninindigan mo. Kaya hindi po natin pagsasawaan na pag-usapan itong issue na ito. Ayan. Si Bonifacio Muit. Good evening pa. Shoutout po sa wife po, si Fe Muit. Pwede po ask kay Justice Scarpio kung merong deal between Duterte and China. Salamat po. Ayon yung pinag-usapan namin kanina. Eh wala namang umaamin eh. Pero sabi kanina ni Justice Scarpio, eh, hindi na raw kailangan ng secret deal. Dahil mismo si Duterte na kayong nagbawal, di ba? Sa ating patrol beyond our territorial sea. Ibig sabihin, bahala kayo dyan sa exclusive economic zone natin. Di ba nga tuwan-tuwan China ng presidente si dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte. Kaya ito, mag-isip-isip kayo mga ano no, kayo mga nakikinig at saka nanonood dito sa ating programa. Sa 2025 at sa 2028, tingnan niyo mabuti kung sino yung mga kandidato na dikit sa China. Okay? Yung mukhang isinusulong yung interest ng China. Balikan niyo kasi may isa akong kilalang kandidato eh. Mukhang hindi naman yata siya tatakbo sa midterm. Pero medyo lay-low siya ngayon. Pero nung panahon ni Duterte, eh sobrang sip-sip sa China yan, no? Medyo lay-low siya ngayon kasi hindi niya ka-good si President Marcos eh. Oh. 'Di ba? Pagdating yung panahon na tumakbo na naman yan, whether for senator o a higher office, kilatisin niyo mabuti, no? Ingat kayo sa mga pro-China na mga kandidato. Baka tulad nung nakaraang presidente, eh isulong interest ng China at hindi interest ng ano nating mga Pilipino. Yan po yung sad reality. Mag-ingat po kayo sa mga ganyang kandidato sa 2025 at saka po especially yung kandidato for president sa 2028. Minsan kasi akala nyo ano lang to, no? Kunwari ito, si Alan Huachon. Hindi ko alam kung totoong tao to, no? Pero hindi pa natin to binaban dito. Nakakatuwa naman siya, no? Sabi niya, excited din ako sa 2025 tsaka 2028. Ha ha ha, straight Duterte ticket. Eh, mukhang hindi naman niya na, mukhang hindi mo naunawaan, Alan, yung implications sa mga pinagsasabi mo, no? Kung paano isinulong ng mga Duterte mo yung interest ng China at hindi interest sa mga Pilipino nung panahon nila. Eh, kung happy ka sa ganyan, trip mo yan, eh. Ang problema, apektado yung ibang mga Pilipino na matino mag-isip. Oh, 'di ba? Hay nako, Sabadong Sabado. Ayoko nang magprograma ng Sabado, nakakainit ng ulo. Anyway, JR Rosales watching now live from Kansas City. Stay safe always, Justice Scarpio, and yours truly. Shout out din kay Frederick Ferrer from Daet, Camarines Norte. Oh, may kaapelyido ka. Nag-message sa atin ng si Miss Doris Ferrer. Ayan. Sige, papadala ko mamaya yung hinihingi mo. Okay? Sino pa ba? Ayan. O, sige, tama na. Gabi na. Okay. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Sabado. O bukas, break naman tayo. Pero malay nyo, ibala ko ilabas sa video bukas eh. Tingnan natin. Sige. Pero definitely Monday we will resume our live discussions. Teka, may humahabol dito. Sabi ni Eden, chill. O chill lang. Pero minsan nakakagigil kasi yung mga tao na alam mo nang mali. Pinapanindigan pa eh, no? Sino pa ba rito? Watching from Iligan City, si Ayoki Mularte. Si Nelia, at last na tiyempohan ko yung live mo. Yeah, salamat naman sa'yo. Oo. Yan. Yung mga problema sa mga kababayan natin, maraming bulag eh, no? Ayan. Nagpapauto. Gustong-gusto na uuto, no? To be frank, no? Yung mga kababayan kasi tayo, parang tuwan-tuwa na tanga sila, eh. No? Literally, ignorance is bliss to them, no? Problema, apektado yung mas nakararaming Pilipino. Kasi kung magpapakatanga kayo, sana kayo lang affected, eh. Kaso affected kami. Diba? Pasensya na po, this is just a moment of frustration. Pero ganun pa rin, pagsisikapan natin ito. No? Pagsisikapan natin ito. Iba, medyo ano na yan, malalim na yung ugat ng katangahan at kawalanghiyaan ng ilang mga kababayan natin. Malalim na yan. Marami sa kanila, pera-pera lang. No? Pero I'm still hopeful na majority of Filipinos know the right thing. Kayang tindigan yung tamang prinsipyo. Ayan. Kaya yun yung ginagawa natin sa programa na to, no? In our own little way. Malaki na yung following natin, ha? Nasa 230,000 subscribers na po tayo sa YouTube. Tapos sa Facebook, nasa 54,000 na tayo. Pero konti pa rin po yan pag kinumpara natin doon sa lawak ng disinformation at kamangmangan dito sa digital space. Kaya pagtulungan natin, no? Kung meron man kayo mapulot na matinong aral sa bawat episode natin, subukan nyo pong i-share. Kapitbahay nyo, kasama nyo sa bahay. Or ito na lang. If that's too much to ask, huwag na lang po tayong dumagdag sa kamangmangan ng ating mga kababayan. Yun na lang po, yun na lang. Kasi pag tinatanong ako, kunwari sa mga forum, no, pag na-invite tayo mag-lecture, common na question sa akin, what can we do to fight disinformation? Of course, marami tayong dinidiscuss dyan. And honestly, it's very, very frustrating. No? We're not exactly winning. Pero, alay kong binabanggit doon sa mga nagtatanong, start with not adding to the problem. Huwag po tayong dadagdag. Ayan. Okay? Okay. Ayan. Shout out kay Christopher Ramos from Zamboanga City. Ayan. Magkano bang bayad dito sa ibang mga nagko-comment dito? Magkano bang bayad sa inyo? So, iniisip ko, no? Gano'n ba kalaki yung binabayad sa inyo para isang layang kaluluwa nyo, no? Gano'n kayang bayad sa inyo? Ang cheap nyo. Ito sa inyo. Yan. Okay, good night. Maraming salamat po sa inyo lahat. Kita-kita po tayo sa Monday. Ako po si Christian Sigera. Magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat. We'll be right back.